Blog Talk Radio.
Special edition, Boss Radio Live. I am Valerie Denise Jones. We've got a great show for you today. And guys, if we pull this off, this will prove that we are a real, official, bona fide media company. Because I tell you, we Negro rigged this, definitely. I think I should get some hood points from today's host. Definitely get some hood points because we definitely put this thing together like last minute. So I hope you really, really enjoy this because since yesterday we have been on the lookout for the one and only Kodak Black. Oh my goodness, he missed an event and everybody thought he was dead or, you know, somewhere being held hostage or some crazy scandal, you know, kind of crap. So yeah, he's been found and I'm just going to... Right now, just play a little clip that will set the tone for today's show.
So in recent news, Mr. Kodak Black was supposedly missing. He canceled a show because no one knew where he was at. Well, them folks know where you at. Kodak Black was arrested on drugs and weapon charges. So apparently, Kodak and a few of his buddies tried to enter the U.S. at the Lewiston-Queenston International Bridge in a Cadillac Escalade with a temporary California registration. Now, they say Kodak was the driver, and the officer discovered weed. And they also found a gun, which nobody claimed. So you pretty much know all three of them got charged with a felony and possession of marijuana, which his was a misdemeanor. So that answered the question on why he mysteriously canceled a concert at the last minute, which pissed off a bunch of people who was waiting for Kodak to perform in Boston at the House of Blues. It took for Kodak Camp to pull up to let them know that the show was canceled. So this really shows you, karma comes around real quick sometimes, and it also shows you God don't like ugly. Well, in a sense, because this dude ugly as hell. But anyway, Kodak Black, be safe, because now you are in jail, which I'm pretty sure you're going to post a little $20,000 cash bond. But I hope none of those Crips get to you, man, because right now you got a lot of people upset with you. So I would definitely get on my knees and pray and ask forgiveness for all the wrongdoing that you have done in the last past week.
Yeah, definitely. We do need to get on our knees and pray because today's show is going to be very ratchet, very ratchet. So I want to remind the young listeners, please exit the room at this time. Way too much profanity will probably, possibly, allegedly, I don't know, be used. So for all parents, here's your disclaimer. Parental discretion is advised. Yes, we are about to get started. Yes, yes, yes. Whenever we have this person in the building, I
smoke
swear,
weed every day.
I feel so polluted, diluted, and I don't know what else
yes.
to say. But anyway, welcome, welcome.
Welcome back, Commander.
Welcome to the show, the one and only CeeLo the Great. How are you today?
I am excellent. I am doing so fine today. It always is a pleasure to be here, especially when you can follow up information that you bring, that you talk about. We try to bring the facts, and I do say try to bring the facts, and, you know, sometimes ain't nobody perfect, so if we get anything misconstrued, we do try to follow that up as well to let you know what may have been misconstrued, and we use words like allegedly and things like that, but we like to talk about the now. And, you know, right now what's going on is this T.I. Kodak beef. It all started over the death of Nipsey Hussle with the things Kodak said amongst his partners on Instagram. So that's how we get here at this moment, played at the beginning of the show. Why Kodak was supposedly missing, because now he's in jail. So at this time, I want to welcome my homeboy, man, my guy, Tim Jeezy. We're going to bring him back. You know, we started last week. I believe it was last week. We did a show regarding Nipsey, regarding T.I., regarding Kodak, regarding these things. So now we just finna clear it up. It's time for part two, because now Kodak is in jail, and we finna address some things. So, Valerie, sweetheart, go ahead and let the guests in and see if they're here.
Yeah, so welcome, 615573. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, world?
Yeah, so won't you let the people know who you are, Tim Jeezy, just in case they don't know.
Well, I'm Tim Jeezy, or better known as Jeezy Madita, super low producer, still a hitch with the rookie, yeah. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I do day-to-day operations for G-Unit South, the owner of Hip Hop in the Ville. I'm basically a hip-hop broker here in the South. We got our hands in just about everything that's going on in the southeastern part of the United States. And we're here today to further help the people along with comprehensions on a few different levels and layers what's kind of going on.
So, yeah, let's get right into it. I always felt the T.I. approach was foul, was wrong, and I've been stating that from day one, that T.I. Should not have did the things that we have done, that he done. Hey, So with T.I. doing these things, trying to address people publicly, trying to chastise people, so to say, publicly, I myself felt like for him to come from the hood, the street, so to say, the walks of life that we come from, that I felt like he should have known better. So it made me feel like, damn, T.I., you an agent out here, man. What the fuck? Now we starting to see things that, damn, he's snitching, and it's not just coming from people in neighborhoods now. It's starting to come from industry people. So I want to play a clip right quick, a 21 Savage. Speaking of T.I., calling him a rat. So let's just go to this clip right quick.
You a rat. A rat, bro. You're a rat. R-A-T. A rat. You don't get no respect at all. No level. Y'all welcome to Atlanta, man. Y'all don't let these fuck niggas lie to y'all neither, man. None of these fuck niggas don't run this city. Don't no rapper in this city run this city, man. This city is ran by the streets. Them are facts. This city was built off the streets. Them are facts. Straight up. Not none of these rappers. None of them. Not even me. I don't run this shit. Nobody run this shit. The streets run this shit. Them facts. Big facts. Half of these niggas who always doing all this fucking talking ain't nothing but some fucking rodents anyway. Fucking rodent ass rats. Y'all niggas some fucking rats. All the big dogs in this city who act like they money, y'all niggas is rats. Fucking rodents. I'ma start setting up mice traps for all y'all fuck niggas. Rat ass niggas. I despise you niggas. Straight up. Y'all niggas run around this city with y'all goddamn tail hanging everywhere. Telling on every goddamn back. Rat ass nigga. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how much money that nigga got. If you a rat, I don't respect you. Straight up. On no tight level. You a fucking rat. You are a rat. You're a rodent. I don't respect you in no tight way. I don't care how much money you got, how many niggas you put on, how many cars y'all niggas got, how many chains y'all got. I don't give a fuck how many bricks you sold, how many licks you get. You are a fucking rat. You a rat. A rat, bro. You're a rat. R-A-T. A rat. You don't get no respect at all. On no level. You like the scum of the scum. Straight up.
Okay. Let's stop it right there. So, 10 Jeezy, that is 21 Savage. Now, you sent that to me, and you said, man, check this out. So I watched it, and that was 21 Savage talking to T.I., calling him a rat. And I believe you sent that to me because, you know, I always felt like that since then. I felt like he was an agent planted to do what he's obviously with other people are suspecting him of doing, and that's snitching. So, Tim Z, come on and let the people know what you got to say, man, as we break this Nashville news to him.
Well, you have to understand, 21 Savage, that's his city. He's privy to information. He moves in a way, and he has enough money, and he has enough light to where he doesn't need, in my opinion, he doesn't really need a real reason to say that. So for him to be so strong about the way he say that, you know, with him having the respect that he has there, I have to take that into consideration. And T.I. not responding.
Right. So now you got 21 Savage saying that he's a rat, he's a snitch. Now the Kodak Black situation, the beef, so to say, came from the comments Kodak Black made on Instagram regarding Lauren London about her being a whole widow and giving her so much time to grieve, so to say. Now, Kodak Black did a diss song on T.I., okay, did a diss song on T.I., and he said some things, but I think I want to address T.I. first. I want to play something for you, Ken Jesus, that we can address. I got a clip of T.I. explaining that he's not a snitch. So let's go to this clip, and then we're going to further elaborate why I beg to differ. So here we go. Let's play this clip from T.I.
I'm a big YouTuber.
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, man, you know what I'm saying? I go with the G code, and the G code tells us this is in prison and everything. You know what I'm saying? In prison, what they do, we have paperwork parties. You know what I'm saying? In prison, you have cars. A car is like whatever you running with. Cause I was in Fed Pen, so it's like everybody moved from everywhere. Everybody sent from everywhere. It ain't like just people from New York or just people from here and there. So the Georgia car. You know, the Georgia crew. When you get there, your crew come and make sure you have everything you need, you know what I'm saying? They speak to you and then you have to produce your paperwork so they will know. Then I've seen people who go in there show no telling and they got and they're like, yeah, and what?
So they pay for that though.
I rock, and what you gonna do? You know, some of them make it and some of them don't. Or I've seen people say, hey, you know what? Look, man, you got to go check in. When they say check in, I mean, you got to go turn yourself into the hole and say, man, I can't walk this compound or else it's not safe for me. I ain't never been in no, when I got in trouble, they put me in said. But I ain't never been in no segregation, man. I always been in gin pop all the time. And I turned in my paperwork, and when you turn in your paperwork, they look at it. It's called a paperwork party. They look at it on the yard. Everybody get to observe it and whatnot, and they know exactly what to look for. You know what I'm saying? Your court minutes. That means every time you done walked in the courtroom, what you have said, what the judge said, your plea agreement. That means in order for you to get this plea, what it is, you got to come forth with, and they got to submit this stuff, your docket sheet. You know what I'm saying? All these things. And by the way, anyone who want to have if you want to have a online a Wi-Fi paperwork party, man, put for Jay Harry, 594-58019 is my number. I walked the compound, both my bids. And if I would have left, and then while I was gone, they found out something funny, and I came back.
Mm-hmm.
I walked the compound, both my bids, home. And I ain't in no game where nobody just got no reason to protect me. I'm not no Muslim, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, for real, this is, anyway, back to the G-Code. The G-Code clearly states, if you don't have overwhelming evidence to where, and who am I going to be able to tell on, and they not say, in prison right now, T.I. put me here. Who is that? You know what I'm saying? One of the biggest drug dealers I ever knew was Big Meech. You know what I'm saying? And Big Meech, he said publicly, hey, man, I don't know why folks talking about my guy because, you know what I'm saying, this is absolutely false and not true and whatever, blase, blase, woo-de-woo. And, you know, everybody wants to believe that because if they would have got caught in them circumstances, that's what would have happened to them. I stood solid. I'm talking about, I can say with a clear conscience and a pure heart that I've never, ever had to tell anything on anybody by anything. I don't went and did time. When I went and did time for trap music, in between, right after Rubber Band Man, that was because they were questioning me about people that I knew, you know, who they were working on investigations on at the time. I didn't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Although you seen a picture of me and them when you raided their house, and you seen my name on some paperwork, but get what? I don't know nothing. I don't know nobody. I'm solid, home. You can check mine through and through, man, and check my court minutes, my docket sheet, everything. And let me check with the technicality, because usually when I say this, I put this kind of truth out there, then they try and come sideways with the technicality, which is dry snitching, which means when you go up and you are not involved in the case, but you were a witness and you have the opportunity to point the finger at somebody when it was involved in my partner Field death in Cincinnati. I was subpoenaed to go to court. I was also out on $3 million federal bond and a pretrial release where I had to walk around with marshals all the time because they wanted to make sure I wasn't going to run and jump bond. And so when I was subpoenaed, the federal government knew, so I couldn't just not go. That's a violation of my bond restriction. Then I'm going to lose my $3 million and my freedom. Now, I got to go. And plus, my partner mama said she wanted me to go. So I went. And I sat up there, and I told the God's honest truth. I looked at that man right there. I said, hey, look, I can't tell anybody whether or not that man was the man who did any shooting. Because I saw five, and I returned five. That's all I saw. Yeah. I don't know if it was him or anybody else. That man in prison right now, not because I said my he killed my partner, because who was in the car with him said he killed my partner. That ain't got nothing to do with me. His own brothers and partners. That ain't got nothing to do with me. When I got out there, go to the Cincinnati case, check T.I.'s minutes. Court minutes, docket sheet, what I said, I don't know if it was him. I don't want to put nobody in prison unnecessarily if I'm not sure. And I can't beyond a doubt say that that was the man. Period. That's what I said.
All right. So that is T.I. explaining his allegations of being a rat or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm gonna give you some time to talk about that. The reason why is I myself have never been to state prison nor federal prison. So these things that he talked about, docket sheet, plea agreement, all these things that he named, I'm unfamiliar with these things. So are you familiar with these things? Not to say that you have been locked up. I'm not insinuating that, but are you more familiar with these things that he's talking about so we can put in perspective what he's saying? Because he said a whole lot to get to that he didn't tell on nobody.
Yeah. Well, let me break down to you where he's going at. What he's saying is, correct, as far as the level in which he's speaking and to the audience in which he's speaking to. He ain't got on no, he ain't got on no stand besides the time he said he got on the stand. And what he's saying is, if you look up the document, basically the person who's typing every word of everything that's being said, if you look up the time, you look up the documents, you can see exactly word for word what he said and what he did not say. And what he's also stating is that you're a normal person. I'm a celebrity. So if you got caught with as many guns as I got caught with, then that's what would happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying, I'm telling because it didn't happen to me, but I'm a celebrity. So with that being said, you can't have it one way without the other.
Mm.
So, if you're stating that because I am who I am privy to some type of privilege that is outside your norm, then technically, yes, he is correct. As far as the G code, as far as what matters, as far as shit that will make the normal person call you that, you can't tag him as that. And that's true.
Okay, but
hold up. We play a clip of 21 Savage, who is not a normal person, and who is what? Privy to information like Mr. T.I. is. So that's going back to what I stated in the beginning. For him to be the one to say that, not the people, not the little people on the street.
Mm-hmm. The normal people.
The normal people that it would happen to.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, he is not in that manner, on that layer and in that level. But you just stated, I'm not y'all. So I'm privy to different circumstances. What people also have to understand is how many different departments, and I think there may be over 200-300 of agencies that have their own agendas and have their own people working for them for whatever reason. Indirectly, directly, I mean, this thing is pretty big.
All right, so let's stay right here on TI, right here. And to furthermore go with what you're saying, that the normal people ain't talking no more. That this ain't the normal people coming with the allegations no more, TI. These ain't the normal people no more, man. You got the 21 Savages coming with it, the people who privy to the information, the same information that you telling people that, hey, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all ain't like me, I'm a celeb. Okay. Now, if that's the case, bruh, this Kodak Black thing, this Kodak Black situation, this beef with Kodak Black, so you and Kodak Black going back and forth on social media, you telling Kodak Black, T.I., stating to Kodak Black, you need to fix it, you're out of pocket, and you need to fix it expeditiously. And Kodak Black did not respond well to it, to the point they went back and forth, and now a diss tape surfaced of Kodak Black dissing T.I. And I want to play the song for the people. I want to play the song for the people because this is really leads up to why we here having this part two. Right here. Let's play this song. Let's get it.
True story, ain't no lie. Wise men can play a fool, but a fool can't play wise. Let you judge me by my cover so you can't read between my lines. My street poor, whoever could see. God need me, believe me. They ain't knew that I was intellectual. I'm trying to change your life, but they won't let you. I'm in Detroit right now. I'm just hollering at my nigga Will.
New name.
I was hollering at my boy, he say he feel like he gon' die soon. Had to pray for him because he needed more than I do. How can I tell my people that's exactly the way I feel? When I know that I'm blessed, so I don't give a bitch that I deal. Run in front of Jake's, I was posted up with a 9mm. Got me jumping gates, I got credit cards in my high heels. All my niggas fake, they shit kept coming out like diarrhea. Psycho on my line, I'ma pick him up, he in Liberia. Wings, he just whipped up a Britain, he ain't put no noodles in it. Told him I just caught me a fish, so I'm putting no tune in. They know that I'm baptized in blood, I let my soul sing it. Run around wildin', I'm childish, I ain't got no home training. Talking to my little boy, I promise won't let them boys kill me. Looking at my little boy like father, don't let them boys see me. Nigga tried to trap me, I saw it, they say that boy slippery. Niggas tried to trap me, I saw it, they say that boy slippery. Young nigga stickin' to the code, cause I don't condone snitch. I ain't going out like that rapper, I don't do no tipping. Willie said my name on the TV, that boy a ball witness. On the news, he TIP me, that boy got no feeling. Super put the pole on the butter, they say the game's trippin'. Old heads ain't hittin' on nothing, I say don't board kidding. I want all the smoke out of sober, I don't even roll feeling. How the hell you calling me out when you know I don't listen? How you try put me in time out when I ain't built boy chillin'? Niggas waiting on for me to fall off just like that boy get it. Say they ride for me to the wheel, fall off, I be like, oh really? How you tell me what came out my mouth, you don't even know nothing. Kind of that bitch ugly as hell, I don't even want pick it. I can't beat you niggas that talking, give me a long sentence. Know I keep the pole and I ain't no hoe, I know some rolling sisters. And I'm thugging all of my lonely, but I keep some goals with me. How the hell you cancel a nigga, and I don't even smoke tobacco. Mute me when I voice my opinion, I ain't even know what matter. Jump right on my live and record me, everything I say be platinum. Special kind of nigga, they know me, they want my name slander. Special kind of nigga, they know me, they want my name slander. My head right on the swivel, I'm focused, they want my brain splatter. How the hell you cancel a nigga, and I don't even smoke tobacco. Mute me when I voice my opinion, I ain't even know what matter.
All right, so welcome back, Boss Radio Live. We bring you a special edition, Nashville News, right here, big exclusives. T.I., check it out. Check it out. That was a diss track by Kodak Black on T.I. I ain't going out like that rapper. I don't do no tipping. No tipping. Said my name. He said my name. Live talking. You see what I'm saying? See, I felt like I was out of pocket. See, T.I. was the one out of pocket. Yes. If you felt like Kodak Black was out of pocket for what he said, it was a better way to deal with that, being that you get with an OG. If you supposed to look at yourself as big homie OG, you supposed to get with an OG proper protocol where he's from, such as a Trick Daddy, for example. You get with a Trick Daddy. You go through Trick. You see if Trick can reach out to a Kodak Black. You get with somebody that's where he's from, bruh. You know how the protocol goes, and you did not do that. So by you doing what you did, it opens up the door to say, hey, for people like me, real people out here watching what's going on, to say, man, something funny with this, man. Dude coming like an agent. Why he coming like this? And now everybody is seeing this now. So from these things Kodak said, yes, he was very disrespectful to you, buddy. You thought he was disrespectful to Lauren London. This man called your wife ugly. He called your children gay, all types of things. So, bruh, it's real. It's real. What I felt, obviously, other people feel it. Kodak feel it. The industry feel it. And it's real right now. Tim Jizzle, man. Well, man, come on, man. What you got to say, man? Because it's just really a pathetic. Man, T.I., man, you pathetic, man. For real, to me. And you know, Kodak in jail, based right off him telling, doing this diss track, talking bad about you, disrespecting your family, living, which they have every right to be, based on what he said. Now this man is in jail. And as soon as he makes the diss track about you, he's in jail. Now, Shishi, T-Jizzle, holler at the people.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's a many layered situation. Because, like you stated, you done took it upon yourself to disrespect Lauren Lund, the Rolling 60s, T.I., who calls himself the king of the whole South, the king of trap music, the reason people rap about dope, in and out of jail, like the average guy in the ghetto, the representation into success. And this little hot, snotty nose, dreadhead, black project, no manner having little creep. Threatens everything you stood for in the last 20 years. So, you playing it too, and you talk about my wife, whether she's ugly or not. She's my wife, and she is a star. I'm not beefing with no chump like you about my wife. I'm beefing with Money Mayweather about my wife. Without Tiny, there is no T.I. in the manner you see T.I. now. She was the superstar.
Mm-hmm. Escape.
Bro, I say all this to say this, and the level of comprehension for many people who are listening in this audience you all have. The reason for you going to Canada off of your schedule, we don't have that information. But we do know that for some reason you weren't where your schedule said you were going. and you have the prerogative to change it for whatever reason. Knowing you have to stick to every word of what you just said in that diss, it is not, once again, technically T.I.'s fault that you went to Canada not knowing the laws. Made it very easy for you to get over there, because that's the question no one's asking. You got caught trying to come back with it. How in the fuck did you get over there with him in the first place? I thought you was a felon. Thought you got pending charges.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
So, and I ended with, let's use another analogy right now. Let's go a little ancient and let's talk about the King's Court. You throw a party better than the king, you know, some next thing you know, somebody said you stole the money to throw these, but you stole money from the king to throw this money. Now you're getting arrested, but it ain't nobody's fault. But the king told me I could. They said I could go across the border because I'm a superstar. I could go to county. But they ain't say you could come back. Look at your contract. Look at it. We said we could get you over there with no problem. What kind of shit is that? Welcome to the big leagues, kid.
Now, Kodak Black, he said in the song, in the diss track, you tried to. Well, I can't say it word for word, but basically, he was saying, "T.I., you tried to talk to me. You tried to, you know, give me advice, so to say. But you know, I don't listen, right?" He made that evident that he don't listen. He made it evident that it was fuck T.I., so to say. Fuck everything you stand for, you, your family, and everything, because it was on, so to say. Now, I really feel like T.I. in that earlier, in the first clip that we played, when he was explaining him not being a snitch, so to say, he mentioned that he's not in the gang. I'm not in no gang. You know, but I beg to differ. You in a different type of game. To me, you in that industry game to where you, T.I., by going to jail, by being caught with guns, by almost ruining your career, putting your family at jeopardy, to be able to have the show like The Family Hustle, to have the other show you had when you was giving people opportunity to work within that company, Grand Hustle, to have clothing lines such as a coupe, to be doing these, I would say, upper echelon type of things, and to have come from that background you came from. To me, you are in a different type of game. And that's why you're able to do these things, because to me, and this is just my opinion, this is nothing concrete, this is not facts, but I believe that you're in the upper echelon game to where you owe favors, bruh, and you planned to do things such as this. Kodak Black was a threat to you. These things, these allegations of you being a snitch. I'm dying for somebody to produce some paperwork. That's the only thing missing. The actions are there. The people talking is there. The buzz is there. All we missing is some paperwork. Somebody saying, I got Clifford Harris' name in my paperwork. And if we don't see that, man, then, hey, But it still remains speculation. But I stand behind my opinion is that T.I. is an agent. And when you see these things happen the way Kodak Black just happened, yes, Kodak Black, you didn't have your business wrapped too tight. Come on, let's keep it real. Your business was not wrapped too tight, bruh. You got these things pending. You're doing these things, riding with guns. You come on. It's a time to lay low, and that shows what we was talking about in part one, that age that we put out there, 21. You know what I mean? 21. Bruh, somebody around you should have told you, man, hey, we'll deal with it. The diss on was enough, bro, because you really got them right there, bro. You should have continued, man, going doing your shows, bro. It was just a better way, Kodak, because you know all eyes was on you. You were hot, man. You all eyes was on you. Not said eyes, normal eyes, fans' eyes, people's eyes. People who don't know you, bruh, who didn't know you, bruh, they eyes was on you, looking you up because of this situation. So you should have known at that point to walk a little different, but do things a little smarter, but still protect yourself at all times because it's real. It's real, bruh, it's real. Man, I am excited that we can be here talking about it, bring you all the news, that doing the follow-up from part one with me and Ten Jeezy, brought you the Nipsey Hussle and then brought you this beef, because this beef originally started from the comments Kodak Black made regarding Lauren London, behind the death of Nipsey Hussle. So now we're here. This track, T.I., this track on T.I. by Kodak Black, T.I. telling Kodak Black to get in pocket, fix it expeditiously, and the name of this track is Expeditiously. And so at the end of the day, T.I. is free. T.I. is enjoying his family. T.I. is probably on vacation somewhere sitting back laughing right now. Yes, we're talking, we're having a discussion live, but T.I. is living his life, and Kodak Black is actually in jail behind bars on charges, man. So it's real. It's real. Valerie always says, and this is a statement she always uses, and I like it because it's a true phrase. She always says, real people die in fake movies. So, you know, pay attention, people. Pay attention. Keep your eyes open. And we're going to bring you the news, especially Nashville, man. Nashville, we're going to bring you the news as it happens. We're going to bring the world the news as it happens, as we get it from our point of view. Ten Jeezy, what you got to say, bro?
I mean, you know, ain't no getting around it, man. It's war. And it really goes to show how careful you really have to be just as far as you know, things that you say. Because, like you stated, these things all derive from, you know, him wanting to joke and make the statement, you know, that he felt
that because he was who he is, he was allowed to say whatever he wanted to say. And I said on last week on the show, if you're okay with everything that comes with it, then, you know, cool, fuck it. You know, I mean, excuse me, I forget, you know. But, you know, like, you gotta be careful. You know, is it really worth it?
Hey, and go ahead and give the people, man. We got about 9 minutes left in the show. Go ahead and get the people, man, your contact information, man, where they can reach you at, all your social medias, and where they can contact you, man, just in case they want to get with you, get at you, and book an interview on your show or, you know, anything you're doing. Let's get it.
Yeah, you can reach me on Instagram at MastermindOIN or at Hip Hop in the Ville. You could reach me on Facebook, Thomas Driver, or you could also inbox on New G Unit South. You could also really just call in to the Boss Radio Show, and they can they'll give you email information or more details as far as anything you're trying to do, as far as in the hip-hop industry or in entertainment. And you could call 1-877-82-G-UNIT. That's 1-877-82-G-UNIT.
All right. So, look, it's a new movement, man, new Nashville, hip-hop in the Ville, / G-UNIT South. Power Team Entertainment / G Unit South. Hey, it's going down. So y'all get ready. Boss Radio Live is right here. We got Head Media, you know what I'm saying, big exclusives, brought to you by Valerie Denise Jones. So, man, y'all stay tuned, man. We doing big things. We bringing you news as it happens. Anything you want to talk about, call in. We'd love for you to share your opinion. Lock the numbers in your phone, 929-477-1167. That's 929-477-1167, or you can always go to ValerieDeniseJones.com to keep up with anything, man. So, look, I'm going to say it again, my closing remarks. I'm Philo the Great, P-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T, on all social media sites. Me personally, man, my opinion, don't have facts yet. No one has said his name came forth and said they have Clifford Harris, professionally known as T.I.P., name in paperwork as of yet. But I feel like it's a fishy situation. I feel like that he's a potential agent. And the way he's moving, the things he's saying, I felt it from the comments he started with in Dallas, calling out Yella Beezy, Dope Boy Freddie, you know, those allegations when he told them to, you've been in training, this is what you've been training for, now get in the game. No, man, you don't do that. You don't send nobody out like that. That ain't real. That ain't real, bro. And anybody who know anything about being a man, bro, that ain't real. Ain't nobody going to let nobody send them out like that, bro. And especially you, when you, like I just mentioned, when you have reached a level of success where you can give jobs, create jobs, when you're supposed to be working with, quote-unquote, so much money, come from these same streets, you ain't out there leading on the front line, leading the charge in Dallas. You ain't putting no money on nobody's head. So come on, man, that ain't stuff you do, bro. And that ain't right. And then you follow it up with the Kodak Black thing to the point now you kept it going, you fed into it. And now Kodak is in jail, beefing with T.I. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. Do your own research. We just bring you the news as it happens. Breaking news. People thought Kodak was missing. Didn't know what happened to Kodak. They probably thought T.I. had so many goons out there connected to him that they took his life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They probably thought T.I., T.I. T.I. ain't playing. He got him killed. No, man, for real. Look, we all know what happened now. Kodak locked up. Weapons charges. Come on, man. And Kodak, man, you should have been smarter, man. For real, man. Like I said, everybody's watching you, bro. People who didn't know you went to look you up based on this situation, bro. So, man, y'all, look, check this out. We about to go. I'm going to turn it back over to Valerie so she can close the show. It's been great to come talk to you all again. Philo the Great. Hey, we about to do some big things, G-Unit South. I shouted them out the first show. Shout out again, DTay615, G-Unit South here in the Ville. Get ready to make a movement, man. It's a movement. It's for real. And if you are for real artists, want to work with for real people and make some for real money and make a for real change out here, then get with us. Get with myself, Philo the Great, or 10 Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop in the Ville / G in the South. But yeah, 929-477-1167 is this studio line. We will be putting out this playback, man, so y'all get with us, especially any local artists in Nashville, man. Y'all want to get on the show, get interviewed. Y'all get with 10 Jeezy or myself, Philo the Great, and we'll get you here and we'll get you interviewed, man, so the people in the world can know what you're doing, all right? So, hey, I'm going to sign it off, pass it back to the lovely celebrity consultant, Valerie Denise Jones. And as always, man, get with it or quit it. Barbecue and me or do something with, some won't, some do, some don't. And you always got two choices, check it or respect it. Hey, your boy, Philo the Great, gone. Valerie.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Today's show was supposed to
smoke weed every day.
Yeah, we're doing it big. I had hoped that there were some updates regarding Kodak Black. Again, this show was all about rapper Kodak Black, who was arrested at the border in upstate New York, missing since, I think, Saturday, when he was scheduled to perform at the House of Blues in Boston. That was, quite a few days ago. Today is Thursday. Yeah, and as of Wednesday night, they did not know where he was. But, of course, TMZ did find out, and they posted a few hours ago. But TMZ always knows everything. Talk about snitching. Dang, it's they better than the FBI, NSA. God dang it, they have definitely got connections. I cannot believe it. But anyway, yes, hoping for the best for Kodak Black. Why? I was rooting for him because I am a Floridian, a true Floridian from the bottom, Miami, Florida. Big ups to all my people down there. And Kodak Black is from Miramar, Florida. Yes. But he's in a lot of trouble, guys, so definitely send your prayers up. Yes, he is in jail, expecting to get out, but as of late, nobody's saying nothing, not one thing. And I've been, perusing the website, the internet, and I haven't found anything, not one thing, not even his representatives at his record label are saying anything. They have been quiet. Yeah, so, again, this is per the New York Times. Kodak Black is in jail as of Thursday morning, and it was not immediately clear if he had a lawyer, representatives at his record label, and at the event promotion company. Live Nation did not reply to emails from the Associated Press seeking comment. Just in case you're living under a rock, you live under a rock, or you don't know who the heck we're talking about, Kodak Black is best known for songs including ZZ and No Flock, and his album Dying Live reached number one on the Billboard in December 2018. And you know what that means? That means that he beat out, do you guys remember XXX? Extasion? Yeah. After he passed away, Kodak Black took his place. And no diss to XXX's family or his fans. I'm just giving you the news. That's all. But anyway, yeah, so that's who Kodak Black is. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm rooting for him because he's young, right? He's got a lot that he can do, a lot to learn. I do agree with today's, with CeeLo and TJ. I do agree that T.I. could have handled it differently, definitely that. But, yeah, Kodak did what he felt he had to do because he felt like T.I. challenged his manhood, and we shouldn't do that. Yeah, so I want to give you guys here a little treat because I have given you as much as I possibly can regarding updates. CeeLo and TJ did everything they could to keep us abreast of what was going on. Also, everything that they said is allegedly. You know, everything is based on alleged facts. If we knew them, we would definitely have them on the show. So, you know how we do it. We're all about facts, less fiction. But I want to, at this point in time in the show, I want to, once my screen decides to work with me, I want to give you something because there are a lot of people who are going to jump on the bandwagon. We jumped on the bandwagon. But, here's a little treat because I thought this was kind of funny. One of my favorite rappers decided to diss Kodak Black as well. So we're all waiting on T.I. to do his thing. But here's a little piece from Lil Wayne. Tell me if you like this.
Yeah. It's Tunchy. Shout out to my nigga Swill. SWILLZ, man, that's the hottest nigga out of North Carolina, you know what I mean? He told me to do this shit. Fuck that bitch ass nigga, call that black. Black bitch ass nigga. A literary piece of shit. Fuck wrong with these niggas, man.
Nigga, I don't like you. You don't like me. Ain't nothing but error and opportunity. And my squad, my foodie. Yeah. So watch how you speak. Yeah. Watch how you speak. I'm high, you reach. I got guys who creep. Like bonbons, you sweet. Nigga, I'm high to sleep. Combined with drinks. My mind fried like a motherfucking Popeye's two-piece. Lord, I shine, you blink. I'm wide-eyed, you chink. Independent, my time came out like new ink. That's why I grind to sleep. Can't even find time to eat. But I find time to freak. Yeah, I find time to, yeah. Stop sign on my flex zone. Open sign on my trap house. You think you in your safe house. Nigga, look outside, we camped out. And we just got the address to your stash house in your last house. That's why your mom said now like knock knock, hello man, pop. Can't tell my dog stand down when your puss ass keeps saying meow. I know you have stomachs growling, you in here looking like child. We don't need an MD, cause it's gonna be a man down. Take your bitch and wax ass like a sham. Wow, nigga, I don't like you, and you don't like me. Ain't nothing but error and opportunity in my squad, my duty. Yeah, watch how you see. Yeah. We gon' do a drive-by. We gon' make your mama cry. We gon' make your niggas high. Niggas gonna get fried. Yeah, we be throwing up the beats. Yeah, I tell them throw it up high. Yeah, we gon' send you to the moon. Yeah, we gon' send you to the sky. Yeah, and we whipping out some bricks. Get that bread. You run your mouth, I'ma leave you niggas dead. You gon' see red, just like my flag. I fuck your bitch, nigga, and I tell facts, nigga. Yeah. So much money on me. So much money on me. Your mama wanna blow me. Yeah. I'm rolling out that OG. Yeah. And she be on them IT. Making a bleed, yeah. I'm a fucking weasel, man.
Kodak Black. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't know if you've heard it, but yeah, just in case, there you go. And you know what, Lil Wayne, and that was hilarious. If you listen to the lyrics, he is still God. He is still doing his thing, yes. But you know what, Kodak Black doesn't give a filth flying filth about nothing that we say. And yes, this is what Kodak Black has to say about anybody who talks about him, but specifically T.I. Recap of today's show.
Yeah, you know, like, you niggas already on the news, on the TV, tipping, like, Crime Stopper, woo-woo-woo. T.I. tipping. Then, like, people throwing the most on the internet, every little chance to get go viral. Oh, I'm a woo-woo-woo, pray for him, you know, but, you know what I'm talking about, woo-woo-woo. You feel me? Then, you make it songs, so, like, nigga lying, like, bitch, you
riding
like,
or nothing.
Yeah, like, trying to get in the game, nigga, take out the game, like, not like, well, you really would, like, you should have made one of your little naked ass little sons write a rap,
right?
Because that shit really, like, booted in. That shit really, like, booted in, you feel me? Yeah. Come on, now, dog, like, nigga, trying to call the radio, call the billboard, them. Oh, cancel the music, last sign the petition. Like, you really mad because you niggas can't rap better than me, so y'all really just trying to look, okay, boo, 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 trying to take them out. Like, but in a hot minute, pussy. Like, bitch, man, listen, I'm in my own lane. Y'all gotta come to me because this where y'all come at for the swag. This where y'all come to me for, man, stop playing it, bitch, man.
For real.
Oh,
man.
I'm talking about
this. Kill my dog.
For time that be ugly.
Now, I know a lot of y'all are not from down south, so a lot of y'all really don't even know what he's saying. And I know a lot of y'all that's from down south, and y'all still don't know what he's saying, bruh. You know what? I'm going to break it down for y'all. I'm going to explain exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, he's right. I am going to need a translator because I couldn't understand a single thing he was saying, but that's okay. That's all right. And for those of you who did not truly understand what was going on today, we did have T.I. kind of broke down the whole snitching thing, but this is their life, guys. This is what they do. You know, we're not trying to cause problems. We're just reporting the news. This is just what happens. This is the reality. And like Philo said, like I always say, real people die in a fake movie, in fake movies. So we have to be very, very careful while we're out here on the street, out here on the street. Because, you know, it can get kind of dangerous. Yes, Nipsey Hussle, let's not let him die in vain. Let's let Nipsey Hussle be the message. I don't know that where this is going to take. Sometimes it's all in fun. Sometimes, you know, it's good PR. Sometimes it can really, really go bad. You know what I'm saying? So just stay prayed up and just know what you're doing and who you're talking to. But anyway, just in case you need one more lesson, here is my final audio before we head out, because it is almost time for Easter. Hope you guys are gearing up for a very, 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 very good holiday. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Yeah, so we're going to do more than Easter egg hunt. Yeah, we're going to be turned up. I'm not going to give you any more jewels, any more nuggets or whatever. Big ups to Beyonce. Yes, hope you guys spend at least some time this weekend watching Homecoming. It dropped on Netflix this weekend, so please make sure that you show my girl some support. And also Ciara had some things come out, her and Nicki Minaj. Cardi B is definitely doing her thing, so I just took a moment to give the females, give them some love, show them some love, since we've been talking about these guys acting out. But anyway, they're going to continue acting out. Per 50 Cent, here's the last audio clip of today's show. Again, I hope you are enjoying this segment. Here we go. See you on the other side.
I'm a big YouTuber.
You So Tough, to everyone listening to it, is an awesome song. Listen carefully. Actually, you don't have to even listen that carefully.
Yeah.
There's a line in there directed at another rapper in the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What line? What rap was on? It was a line that has you questioning that you have, is it true you have the best lawyers in the game? I feel like I do. Okay.
I have a great legal team.
And you asked them a question that if you got caught with 10 weapons in your car, you would have seen 10 years,
but
maybe 9.
What makes you feel like there's a line to a rapper?
Yeah.
It seemed to be very coincidental with the timing of things that are going on.
That's like,
will you deliver the line for me 1 second? I don't want to do it injustice.
It's you use real life situations to create something that's entertaining without being specific. That's entertainment to me. Like if I had an issue, when have you known me to be indirect with an issue?
No, you're pretty direct.
Right, so if I had a problem with any artist, trust me, they would know. You see what I'm saying? When I take it and I write that, it's because a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
And they're not saying it because they're cowardly people. You see what I'm saying? So when you write it and you put it there and you leave it and say, watch, let me watch and see what happens. And there's so much controversy around it, you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Then you go, see, they think that.
Yeah.
They just won't say it to them because they're a bunch of punks.
Yeah.
Will you drop the line for me, that line that starts off with about having the best lawyers?
I got the best lawyers money can buy. They said it would have got me 10 or maybe
9.
I said, well, how do you explain how homie
Breeze?
So to keep your mouth shut or you
eat
the
cheese.
You so tough.
Are you telling me that's not directed at a specific rapper?
Well, I can't. Well, my intentions. Well, my intentions. If I have a problem, you know me, my MO, and I would just say something. You know, so it's not really directed at him. It's me taking real life situations that these things are relevant to hip hop. Period. You see what I'm saying? So I take it and I make something that's interesting enough for people to sink their teeth into, and then I move forward. If you had beef, then we make it beef.
Can you understand? Well, you know me, I'm direct too.
Yeah.
Is that line about T.I.?
Absolutely, for the public to decide.
Remember the first time I got into a, I mean, we was fighting all the time, but the first time I got into a fight and got knocked out, man, it was on 60th, and I got knocked unconscious. And as I'm waking up, you know, Nip, younger than me, is pushing the guy, fighting him down the block. You know, I jump back up and run up, but you know, I just knew, you know, I always knew, but I said, all right, you know, bro held it down when I was out, so. For sure, you know.
All right, guys, that's it. I hope you learned something today. Hope you had non-alcoholic libations near your pen and paper, and your paper is full of a lot of notes that, you should be, can be, will always use. Let's just do our best to get as much PR, but show love to our brothers and sisters out here on the streets because, like I said, it's really real out here. Hope you enjoyed today's segment. Today's segment was a special edition. Boss Radio Live did its thing. Big ups to Philo the Great. He is always quite the treat. Excellent host. I enjoy all of his work. Please, please, please make sure that you Google him, support him, do whatever you can to show him love because he works very, very hard. Very, very hard. Thank you again to our guest, TJ Hood in the Ville. Hip Hop in the Ville. Please make sure you show love and support. I am Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167. Again, that number should be locked in your phone. We thank you so much. Thank you so much to all our loyal fans. Thank you to our international listeners, people on our social media pages. We don't know how to say thank you enough. We love you to life. Yes, just understand, guys. Whew, we got a lot of work to do, so let's just join forces. Tell a friend who will tell a friend because, yeah, we got to get this news out here. But, yeah, I'm going to leave you with this final treat. I said only one more audio, but this is just a disclaimer. This is what I think you need to do. Please make sure you save this. Maybe even make it a ringtone because it's just that badass. Anyway, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you another time tomorrow. Yeah, actually tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Judge Joe Brown Show. We're going to have a very, very short show in honor of the holiday. But, yeah, outside of that, do you, be you, and do it on purpose. One love, out.
What you gonna do when it comes for you? Surrounded by wolves in the wild, making them pray. Yep. But it's about to go down. Pick up and ready, I stay. I be okay. Philo the greatest, my style. Being a careless shepherd, no good. Just makes me stand up for wolves. No more habitat, it's the woods. But I
out in the suburbs and hoods. Consider my dog, we kicked it like soccer. Turned out you were an imposter. No rats room shall prosper against me. Thanks to my father, nah. Take heed, keep your eyes open. I'm always not wild to come and see clothing, coping, smoking, hoping. The word drop lost like a soulin', but I'm knowing why we'll stay roaming.
We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts.
Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.
Okay, good night.